Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show. Show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not a billion years from now, but right now. So you have that all that freedom to be able to do what you love, to be with those that you love, and whatever the heck you feel like doing it. But it's not just about your own comfort and convenience. It's about the fact you can create a ripple effect through other people's lives as you liberate yourself. And so I'm excited to have you guys on. Excited that you guys have been just sharing. You guys have been binging. You've been doing all this kind of stuff to follow and not just listen, but you're also a doer of the word by actually implementing these things too. So thank you so much for doing this. And I appreciate those of you that reached out and said how much this has made a difference for you, because that's what fuels me as well from the ripple effect I'm trying to create through you. So thank you so much. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. On there, you can definitely find some great blogs as well as the ebook Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, where you can see how my average client has found $34,000 in the first year alone. Pretty awesome stuff. Short read. You'll end up reading it way faster than I ever read. So check it out. It's on there. We'll see you. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X, group.com. Check them out. So today I want to bring on a special guest, a guy that's actually part of the mastermind group that I've brought on several guests from, high-level real estate mastermind group. And we're in the, as we're here together, like he's super impressed me. Him and his wife both, they actually are part of a company called Riva Global, which is a virtual assistant staffing company. And now just to kind of let you know a little bit about Bob LaChance here. So, you know, all right, I should say La Chance if we want to make it more French Canadian for you. But he's a nationally recognized speaker, mentor, and trainer who specializes in helping customers build their businesses through automation and outsourcing. He currently owns businesses and helped start one of the nation's largest real estate coaching programs, Fortune Builders. He's a Connecticut native. He played ice hockey and actually went on to play for Boston University, being a vital role in their 1995 championship team. With only two classes left to graduate in his senior year, he dropped out of school and went and signed a professional contract with the St. Louis Blues organization and ended up playing 8 years professionally, 4 in the U.S. as well as 4 in Europe. And at 30, after his hockey career was over, he self-educated into real estate and he started becoming a real estate investor. And that's when he did his first flip in 2004 and has done over 700 real estate transactions since then. He's also started several real estate coaching companies, virtual assistant staffing companies, like we'll talk about today, and much, much more. And now he's actually the owner of Riva Global, which actually helps train real estate virtual assistants to help real estate professionals. So, Bob, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. That's a long intro there, but I appreciate you having me, and thank you very much.
That just shows you got a long, full life. You know?
That means I have a lot of grays on my head and my beard, so that's a good thing.
I feel you right there. You
know? That's right.
Right in the whiskers.
That's exactly right.
So tell us, like, what, I mean, obviously you play professional hockey, and then what even drew you to doing real estate in the first place?
You know, it's funny. Growing up, my dad actually bought, he was a contractor growing up, and he bought a couple multifamily properties. And, you know, I used to, you know, mow the lawn in the summertime. I used to shovel the driveway in the wintertime. And so I just got used to seeing, you know, tenants and buy and hold and cash flow and things like that. And then I graduated from that to working for my father in his construction business. And then just graduated from that into playing a lot of ice hockey. So sports was a big thing for my family, me and my family, and just ended up fortunate enough to get a scholarship to Boston University and played professional for 8 years. And after that, right at the end of my career, I saw the light at the end of the tunnel. I was playing in Europe for my last 4 years. And, you mentioned my wife, we had our first kid back home. She was living here in the United States. And I had a tough decision on whether I, bring them over to Europe and, possibly could be playing till today, just a different style of brand of hockey, or, start my life. So I figured, my wife was doing very well here in the United States. She was in medical sales. So I decided to hang up my skates and jump into real estate. I left school or two classes early before I get my degree. So I was either going back to school or jumping in to an industry that did not need a degree. So I figured I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and, just like many of your listeners as well, and just was very hooked on real estate.
That's great. And you still do real estate today?
I do. Yep. Buy and holds. I do some flipping as well. So in some syndication deals on the cash flow side.
That's great. Yep. Well, if anybody gets needing systems, right? Like needing automation, like needing to free up time. Cause I mean, with the listeners I have here, I mean, I get a ton of people that they could be business owners. They could be employees, but the one thing they often have in common, they say, hey, I don't think I have time to be like this active real estate investor where I'm creating another job for myself. I need something that pays more passively. And that's one of the big things I think is unique about what you guys have with Riva Global is that you guys have this team, this virtual assistants that can help with that sort of thing, no matter what it is, whether it be in their business or even outside of that too. So tell us more about that.
Sure. Absolutely. And you did mention the real estate education program that I helped start the back end of the coaching program prior to that. So this came about from actually working with many of the listeners that you have that work either part-time and full-time that want to do real estate just, as on their time off or as a secondary source of income. So that's actually where Riva Global started from, seeing a need, working with all the students. So it's a perfect tie into that. And one of the things that I realized, there's three main things that business owners or, anyone for that matter need is number one, or are seeking, I should say, real estate professionals. Mm-hmm. Number one, that's more time. And I'll explain each one of them. Number two is efficiency. And number three, it's either growth or scale. So anyone falls within, you and you, me, everybody, my wife, real estate investors, non-real estate investors, we all fall in one of those three categories, right? Or a couple of those. So when I look at time, I always look at, what does it mean for me? Maybe different than what it means for you. Maybe, different to somebody else. For me, time means two things. Number one, I have three kids and I love coaching my kids. So my whole background's hockey, but my kids play a lot of different sports, but it allows me to what I do right now today in real estate gives me the opportunity to coach them, every single one of them, right? Yeah. It could also mean, and these are some little things, and I know you have young kids as well, right? So it could be, getting your kids on the bus in the morning and not having the stress of having to do certain tasks in your day. So again, that runs the gamut. And this is why I started this virtual assistant company was because that's one of the main things that I see that's a pain point with many individuals and business owners around, the country. So that's on the time front. Second one is the efficiency side, right? It's getting more done in less time. That's a dream for every one of us is actually getting stuff accomplished and done in a shorter amount of time, which, again, the virtual assistant company that I started and the trained VAs. Is it okay if I say VAs? Because I'm always talking in kind of terms of that I use on a daily basis. My wife yells at me all the time. She's like, Bob, you got to stop using that. I'm like, what? What
VAs
are you talking about?
Great virtual assistants. That's awesome. Some people already know that, but if they don't, they know it now. Yeah.
Perfect. So that's on the efficiency side. And the last part is growth or scale. And I look at growth or scale as, if you're looking to take your business to a level where you could pull yourself out and look at your business in a 10,000 foot view where you're looking down your business, you can now start adding in virtual assistants instead of adding employees. Because employees, I know here in Connecticut, cost a lot of money. right? So,
right.
You know, you look at if I'm going to bring someone in my office, I have to pay him $30,000-$50,000 a year, right? And it's the lower end. If I'm paying $30,000 for an employee, typically here in Connecticut, they're either just coming out of college or they don't have a 4-year degree. So what we do is, you know, we source our virtual assistants in the Philippines, all have a 4-year degree, which is pretty unique.
Now, I know some people have concerns about whether or not to use the Philippines because, you know, what's the language barrier? Because, you know, a lot of companies have ruined it with, like, you know, not as bad as it has been lately, but especially in the early days, like with India and things like that, you could tell that that person's name was definitely not Bob. And and you could even understand what Bob was saying, right? How's it compare with when you get people from the Philippines and outsource there? Like, I mean, I know a lot of my stuff is virtual, so I probably wouldn't care as long as they can make good legible sentences. But if they are doing something over the phone, like, how does that compare?
You know, it's a great question. About 90%, around 90% of all of our clients and customers do use virtual assistants that are on the phone. Right. Mm-hmm. So how it compares is actually interesting. And I didn't know this when I first started. This back in 2013 when I got introduced to the virtual assistant world. So I started testing just like you. Started testing virtual assistants from different countries. Ended up honing in and using virtual assistants from the Philippines because, again, I didn't know this back then. And then I started learning it as I work with more and more virtual assistants. But English is one of the national languages of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredible, they have a very neutral accent. Their English proficiency is absolutely incredible. And they put a high value on education. So that's why we, all of our virtual assistants that run through our organization that we bring on are 4-year college degrees. Not only that, just to take it one step forward, their culture is absolutely incredible. They have a huge family culture, which means that for us business owners is that, you know, they're servers by nature. So what that means for our business is they are looking at your business as their business. So they take care of it just as a family, and they're really huge on family. And so put all of those things together, I probably listed about 7, 8, 9 things right there, put it all together. It fits to the virtual assistant type that I want to work with in my business.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds great. Now, how would that compare, like, cost wise? Like you said, hiring a virtual assistant in the States easily could be like a 40,000 a year thing for a full-time person. Virtual assistant, how much does it pay comparatively? And then two, like, what kind of hours, how low of hours could you do with a virtual assistant?
Yeah. So for us, we have 20 hours, 40 hours. So for 20 hours, it would cost you about $10,000 a year in a part-time individual or virtual assistant. Full-time would be under $19,000 a year. So as you can see, that's 40 hours a week.
Like less than 10 bucks an hour on average, basically.
Yeah. On average, it's about that, about 10 bucks an hour. Yep.
Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah, the cost savings is incredible.
In the US like that nowadays, that's for sure. Not a good one.
No, not at all. And with a 4-year college degree, incredible.
I love it. That's great. And what kind of things can they do? What kind of functions? Like, what could you hire them to do for you?
Yep. Well, they can do anything, but if we want to talk, let's just talk real estate, if you will. So if you break down everyone's business in real estate investing, you have marketing, you have acquisitions, you have analyzing deals, you have setting appointments, and you have contract to close, let's just say. Everyone kind of titles their departments a little bit different, but they could do any of those tasks, you know, on the marketing side. Let's say you want social media management. You want posting social media ads, because you could break down social media in two different ways. Number one, it's branding your business and or trying to drive leads in your business on the social media side. So an example of branding your business would be posting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it's posting every single day. Maybe it's a quote of the week or an interesting article that you pull that you want to send out to your followers, if you will. So that'd be just type of branding stuff. You have a property that you have under contract. You have a property that you want to rent out. They could post that to drive, obviously, renters, if you will, to your property. That'd be one example of kind of branding. Lead generation side would be going to Facebook Marketplace. going to the for rent area, scraping all of those. Because here in Connecticut, it's a very good lead generator for us here in Connecticut, because you have out-of-state landlords, tired landlords. When it starts snowing, when they have a unit open, right? Those are all potential pain points that a landlord may feel that, again, I'll have the opportunity to buy it and then turn it into one of my buy and holds, as an example. So that's just a little bit on the marketing, and I could go, you know, all day long on ideas of marketing, right? If you want me to keep going, I could go on the acquisition side, seller lead intake, a lot of it. But just to answer your question too, I realize I didn't get to your question about hours. My VAs in my business, they work any time zone that you are in. So it ranges from Eastern time zone all the way to, you know, Hawaiian time zone. So we have clients that are in Hawaii, clients that are in the Eastern seaboard. So runs the gamut. Yep.
Oh, that's great. So that's on the real estate side. And then how about a business owner side? Like, say they're a health coach or an online coach or something like that, right? How would they use these people?
Yep. You can use virtual assistants for absolutely anything. Setting appointments for your business, inbound calls, because I'll give you a perfect example. My wife just launched a medical division. So she works with medical divisions in the IVF world, right? And a couple other medical offices. We're in 10 right now, and they take inbound calls. They also do insurance verifications as well. So there's a lot of different tasks in reference to those. Calendar management, setting up. I'll give you an example. So for instance, I had my virtual assistant actually set my room at the next mastermind that we're going to in San Diego. And they also booked my flight as well. So those are just some of those little tasks that we could have done.
That's fantastic. Well, even if you have a brick and mortar business, that could still be useful because, again, like you said, fielding calls or just doing some of the grunt work, essentially, right? Some of that stuff that just becomes distractions.
And the way I look at it is, for me as a business owner, anything that I do when I'm sitting down can be outsourced. So, I mean, you look at it, it's about 90% of what we do is either through a telephone or on the internet, and anything can be outsourced in reference to that. Obviously, if it's you closing deals, that's what you want. You want them to set appointments for you to be able to close whatever those deals are, right? So that's some of the ideas, and they very, very good at follow-up. That's one of the very high, when I look at all the tasks that all of our virtual assistants do, outbound dialing, following up, setting appointments, and inbound dialing as well. Inbound tasks, and also any admin tasks, CRM management is another huge one.
That's awesome. I used to pride myself on follow-up, and then after a while I think, oh, that can be such a grueling thing to have to like kind of keep remembering, okay, wait, who did I even talk to, and what about this, and follow up on this, or hey, did this task, or this person actually complete this project for me? And that's it just throws your mind in so many different ways, and that costs you money. There's a big difference between the cost of what it is for an assistant versus having that cost going out and brain leak, right? Because brain leaks create money leaks.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a funny stat that I pulled up before I was on this call, is that 2% of all sales close, only 2% of all sales close on the initial meeting. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that, and I pulled it off a Marketing Donut. So if anyone wants to check it out. So the average sales follow-up drop-off rate breaks down. 44% of sales reps stop following up after one rejection, 22% stop after two, 14% stop after three, and it goes down. It says that means that 92% of the people are done trying after the fourth no. So if you don't follow up, you know, your percentage goes way down.
It's true. It's very, very true. Wow, I love it. So Bob, like if people want to like learn more about your services and how they can maybe apply that to their own business or their own real estate investment business, whatever they have, right? What would be the best way for them to reach out to you guys?
Yeah, they could go right to my website at revaglobal.com. So REVAglobal.com. Or if they want to send me a direct email, it's bob@revaglobal.com.
Awesome. And I'll put that in the show notes as well so they can go ahead and click on that. But man, I can't tell you like how big this is and just what kind of answer that really provides for the marketplace. Because like I know people, I've even coached people personally where they spend so much on on assistance, right? Even VAs, US-based VAs. And again, there's nothing wrong with that if it meets your need. But sometimes like, wait, your revenue does not support doing this because now you're paying them more than you pay yourself. And that's not a good thing. You know, you want to make sure that you are the highest paid employee of your business, not paying everybody else to do stuff. And then you're like, well, I hope I get a few checks back for me too. You know, it's great you provide a solution there.
Yeah, it's funny. You know what? I heard this quote on another podcast. It said, and I wrote this one down too, because I thought it was pretty interesting, that if you're doing $10 per hour tasks, it's going to give you a $10 per hour bank account. So I thought that was, yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, you look at, you know, in you look at your listeners here, right? A lot of them are doing maybe real estate part-time and they're looking to buy cash flow properties, buy into syndications, right? Mm-hmm. So using virtual assistants is a great secondary way for them to run, you know, their main business and actually get real estate tasks done on their side, right? Whether it's, I'll give you an example, whether it's scraping a list online, maybe it's a probate list, pre-foreclosure list, delinquent property tax list, and then skip tracing that list and either outbound dialing them, texting them, setting up ringless voicemails, and then having those leads come back in, and inbound calling, and then sending you over a warm transfer, right? Which means like we call it interested to sell. So what they do is they do all of those tasks while you're working. So you don't have to, you know, do anything until after work. You'll get a list or a handful of interested to sells and then turn that into money to invest and create cash flow.
You stay in Arizona Genius and they do all the rest of the stuff that creates an overtime job for people instead of a business, right?
Yeah, you know, it allows you to do what you do, what you love most. So if it's whatever that job is, right? Whether it's being a contractor, if you will, right? And also wanting to get in the investment side, it's the idea of being able to be more efficient, right? Getting more done in less time and be something along those lines, and also allowing you to scale. Would be another thing.
Yep, that's it. It's all about scale and profit and, of course, having a life. That's what right. It really comes down to is how can you actually ultimately have a life? So.
You know what? The more and more people now, obviously when we get older, right? I just turned 46 years old and the older that we get, we start looking at life in a different lens, right?
Absolutely.
Now we start, our kids are getting older. My oldest is 16 now. And my wife keeps telling me that we got to do more, you know, different things with our kids and do more of the experience type stuff because, most things that we remember in life are experiences. So
that's right.
For us to do that, we have to take things off of our plate, especially things that don't make us money today. And, you know, for me, I use that and I give them over to my virtual assistants. So, and which happens to be a service that we offer, which is actually pretty cool.
I love it. That's perfect, man. Well, hey, Bob, I appreciate being on today. This is very, very great service. So again, everybody check out RevaGlobal.com. We'll put it in the show notes there, but yeah, if this speaks to you, if this is something you need, go check them out. It's awesome stuff. So, Bob, again, thank you so much for being here. And everybody else, I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later.
Hey! Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.